WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in Rhode Island has formally blocked the Trump administration's spending freeze, ordering the Trump administration to immediately restore all frozen federal funding. Judge John McConnell says the President Trump's directive and actions to pause funding likely violates the Constitution. Hamas says it will delay the release of three more hostages this weekend, now accusing Israel of blocking Palestinians from returning home in northern Gaza. ABC's Britt Clinett is in Tel Aviv.
That was supposed to happen on February 15th. We were expecting another three hostages to be released from Gaza. This delay wasn't expected, although we have seen these bumps, these hurdles along the way.
Trader Joe's and Costco moving to limit the number of eggs that customers can purchase each day, all due to bird flu cases creating supply shortages. And a penny for your thoughts, President Trump ordering production of the one-cent coin to stop, saying it costs more to make the penny. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Gas prices are inching their way upward. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has the story.
Average gas prices are up 4.3 cents from last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 11.9 cents higher than last month, but 16 cents lower than this time last year. Prices across Wisconsin range from $2.83 to $3.09 today. Crude oil inventories are below the five-year average for this time of year, but domestic crude oil production rose to 13.478 million barrels per day. Gasoline inventories increased slightly in the Midwest, which could cause prices to possibly come down slightly. Overall, gas inventories are slightly above the five-year average for this time of year.
Gas prices are up 3 cents a gallon in Green Bay, averaging $2.89, and in Appleton and Oshkosh, the average is $2.85 a gallon, unchanged from last week. There's a sweet little shop that looks to create joy for families. Anna Moon owns Yeti Yum Sweet Shop with her husband, Michael. She said they started as a cottage business selling at craft fairs and farmers markets, but now have a brick-and-mortar shop selling freeze-dried treats, energy drinks, and cotton candy.
We have a lot of father-daughter dates that come here, mother-son dates. Sometimes at a certain age, like 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, it's difficult to find something fun. And kids love candy. You know, even the adults and the teenagers, and with 15 different samples or more, it's, you also get a smile on their face no matter how old they are.
See our story at WGBW.fm for more on this sweet shop in Oshkosh. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Eagles dominate the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22 in Super Bowl 59. Philadelphia jumped out to a 24-0 lead in the first half and never looked back. The Chiefs blow a chance to a three-peat. The last time they lost a Super Bowl was to Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Is this one even more disappointing? Andy Reid.
Yeah, they all hurt. You get this far, you battled your tail off to get this far. Very, very hard to do.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts awarded the game's MVP.
Offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, put points on the board, and then defense played their ass off. They played how they played all year.
NBA, the Bucks with a much-needed win, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I told Dame that he needs to be an aggressive scorer and an aggressive playmaker. And that's a hard thing to do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning. Clouds will gradually increase as we make our way into the afternoon today. Our high right around 21. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, 3 above for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 15 by Wednesday morning. 1 below with some snow on Wednesday at a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
You and I both know that this entire week, everyone's going to be thinking about love. But what we really should be thinking about is love with our friends. No, I'm not talking about leaving the friend zone. And honestly, I can't help you with that. But what I can help with is telling you about Galentine's Day at the Children's Museum of Green Bay. That's right, it's a new WISCO 411. And on February 13th from 6 till 8 p.m., you can celebrate self-love and friendship with wine, snacks, and crafts. Pre-registration is required, so go to WGBW.FM, click events, and find out how.
The 2025 draft is almost here, bringing in guests from around the world for this once-in-a-lifetime event. Ready to turn your home into a revenue powerhouse? Simple Life Hospitality makes it easy to rent your home and provides expert, locally managed care, backed by over 50 years of experience. All guests are fully vetted for your peace of mind, so don't miss out. Partner with Simple Life Hospitality today. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com and make the most of this unforgettable event. That's SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, many areas in Milwaukee are considered a food desert. That's why there's the mobile market. You'll find out how you can use it yourself. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Monday. I hope your week is starting out well. I'm Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, across the Civic Media Talk Radio Network. We all got something to talk about the day after the Super Bowl, don't we? And here is my question of the day. And in fact, we've set up a listener poll on this question for the entirety of today's show. I want to know, who had a worse day yesterday? Seal? More on that in a minute. And by Seal, I mean the artist, the musician, the singer Seal, Drake, of famed beef with the halftime performer Kendrick Lamar, Seal, Drake, or the Kansas City Chiefs? Who had the worst day yesterday? Seal, Drake, or the Kansas City Chiefs? You can participate in our show poll in a couple of ways. One, you can go to the Maggie Dawn show page on Civic Media's website. That's at civicmedia.us/shows/Maggie Dawn Show. You can click and vote there. Or probably the easier way is you can text one of those three words, Seal, Drake, or Chiefs. That is Seal, Drake, or Chiefs, using the Civic Media app, or just by texting 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I think it's kind of a toss-up, everybody. I mean, who had the worst day? Seal, Drake, or the Chiefs? We're going to get to why Seal was having a very bad day yesterday in just a moment. I will spend some time today talking about Kendrick Lamar's epic performance yesterday at the Super Bowl. It's always funny when white folks freak out. And there were some white folks freaking out yesterday after Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance. We're going to talk about all that more. Got a stacked show at 3 o'clock. I'm going to be joined by my good friend, Casey Peaks. She is the Senior Director of Early Childhood Policy from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll be joined by Casey and the executive director of Madison's, the Dane County Head Start program. Her name is Jen Bailey. We're going to be talking today about how Trump's ham-fisted, I'm just going to stop all government funding, maybe sort of, but yeah, I really mean, who knows what it is. But it is having very real-world consequences. If you don't know what Head Start is, we'll explain that. But in a nutshell, it is a way to provide childcare for families in poverty, very low-income families. It is a childcare federal program Oh, yeah. And federal's, and of course, Donald Trump's ham-fisted approach to federal funding, screwing up Head Start across the state of Wisconsin, not just in Dane County, in Waukesha County, in rural counties. So this is, again, Donald Trump putting your kids at risk, Wisconsin kids at risk. We're going to talk about that at 3 o'clock with those lovely ladies. And of course, at 3:30, it is Monday. And so I'm going to have, in case you missed it, with Dom Salvia. Of course, I'll ask Dom, who he thinks had the worst day, Sealed Drake or the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, if you want to text in your vote, please do so via our text line, 855-75-CIVIC. Just text in any one of the three words, Seal, Drake, or Chiefs. Or you can go to the Maggie Dawn Show page at civicmedia.us/shows/Maggie Dawn Show and cast your vote there. I got two great friends with me helping out with the program today. I got Aaron Zommers on the board. I got my senior producer, Jamie, helping me out today. Okay, Aaron, let's put you on the spot. Who do you think had the worst day yesterday? Seal, Drake, or the Chiefs?
I don't know. A secret fourth option would be Tony Romo, just because he spends all his time on the air being like, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest man to ever live. Mahomes! That seemed pretty Mahomey to me, Jim. And so
Mahomey,
I think
he
might be the secret fourth option. But barring Tony Romo, I think I might have to go with Drake, because the Chiefs winning three in a row is a tall order. Drake, he just can't catch a break. Whether or not he should is another matter. But he just can't catch a break with this whole feud between him and Kendrick.
Yes, we'll talk a little bit about that, do a little bit of a deeper dive. But if you are curious, Maggie, why the heck are you talking about Seal, the Kiss from a Rose guy from Batman Returns, like a couple decades ago? Why are you slamming? Why are you giving the haterade to Seal? He was once married to one of the most beautiful women in the world, Heidi Klum. Yeah, at one time, Seal was sort of at the apex of all things entertainment. Oh, not anymore. Aaron, I think you've got the sound from Seal in one of the most, I don't know, weird, cringe-inducing commercials yesterday. Let's take a listen.
Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Refreshing.
It's kissed by the perfect amount of tropical lime.
What?
Ooh, the moment I think I'm in a strange machine, my flippers can hold Mountain Dew. It slips right on through watershed.
There's
so much as he can tell you, so much he can say.
Well, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Mountain Dew Baja Blast, a blast of tropical lime.
Good looking Seal.
Okay. So Seal, the artist, was transmorphed into an actual seal in this commercial. When the commercial itself calls out how very weird it is, like, it was so bizarre. I don't know if you all caught that, but, you know, a kiss from a rose turned into a kiss from a lime. My flipper, and he's like a seal on a rock. There were multiple seals with Seal's head as the seal on these rocks and his flippers trying to hold the... Did you clock how weird this was yesterday, Aaron?
Yeah. It started playing, you know, the commercial for Baja Blast. And then all of a sudden you see this uncanny valley, the seal with Seal's face, just kind of his head just moving around in this strange way, singing about his flippers can't hold Mountain Dew. My roommate and I just kind of looked at each other with blank expressions.
What?
And then looked back at the TV like we didn't even know what to say to that.
I was also, I'm rarely rendered speechless. That was like, just take a note, Maggie. Like, Seal, once at the apex of all things entertainment and pop culture, has been brought low. So very, very, very low, hence why he makes today's poll of who had the worst day or the worst day yesterday, Seal, Drake, or the Kansas City Chiefs. My inquiring mind wants to know what your opinion is. You can participate in that poll by texting Seal, Drake, or Chiefs to 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. This is my top one of my quick things today, few quick things is how I'm starting every program. Few quick things today about the Super Bowl. What was up with Seal and that Mountain Dew commercial? Oy vey. It was not a good look. Not a good look. Again, participate in that show poll. Text in Seal, Drake, or the Chiefs. All right. Did you have a favorite commercial, Mr. Zommers, that you enjoyed yesterday?
I don't know. I think the one where they asked about, or where they tried to push for having women's football being a varsity sport in every state, that was really good. I liked a lot of the ones that were about appealing to our better nature as people.
Yes.
Just because I feel like a lot of the ones that try to be funny have gone too far.
Yeah.
Which makes me sound like an old person. But I just mean trying to use internet humor at a corporate level always just comes off-putting to me.
If it's super self-aware, like I actually thought there was, I think it was a Dunkin' Donuts commercial with like Ben and Casey Affleck and Jeremy Strong. Jeremy Strong, if you don't know who this guy is, he's an actor who takes himself really seriously, is into method acting, which is you just immerse yourself in the role. And that was a funny moment because they, in that coffee commercial, they had Jeremy Strong like emerge from a vat of like soaking coffee beans. And so that when it's self-aware humor, that will often work for me. But oftentimes they're like stretching the metaphor too far. It was just icky inducing often. One of my top ew commercials from yesterday is the one about Hellman's mayonnaise. And I think you have some of the sound from that as well, Mr. Zommers, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, there's cut 7. This one, y'all, this is for a mayonnaise commercial. Make it make sense. Let's take a listen.
I can't believe they let us back in this place.
Why?
Hello?
Nobody remembers that.
Something wrong?
Not doing it.
No good?
Nothing.
Well, we can't have that.
Yeah.
What's happening? Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
So good! It's just...
This one's real.
Yes!
Lunch and a show, huh? How about that?
And that is a sandwich. I'll have what she's having.
I'm competing with a condiment.
It's so terrible. Now, if you're all of my generation, you definitely remember that epic scene from When Harry Met Sally. Hellman's mayonnaise bringing back Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan to recreate that moment, except for mayonnaise. That not only was the commercial disgusting, that turned me off to mayonnaise more than I already am. How about you, Aaron? Ugh.
Yeah, I just kind of pretended good. It wasn't happening.
Yeah. I think all of America pretended Donald Trump saluting during the national anthem and Meg Ryan eat a sandwich with mayonnaise. Cringe-inducing. Folks, we're going to come back with just a few more things about the Super Bowl. You can participate in our show poll today. Keep it locked right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going to keep running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After 22 years as a commissioner and chair of the Federal Election Commission, Ellen Weintraub was purportedly sacked by President Donald Trump with this terse sentence: "You are hereby removed as a member of the Federal Election Commission, effective immediately." But as with several of Trump's recent actions, it's not legal. Weintraub may have made Trump's enemies list when she and another commissioner issued a statement in 2021 after the FEC's three Democrats and three Republicans deadlocked, subsequently dropping the campaign finance violation complaint resulting from Trump's $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. Weintraub and then FEC Chair Shana Broussard said after the dismissal, the commission therefore did not have enough votes to pursue well-grounded charges that the former president of the United States knowingly and willfully accepted contributions nearly 5,000% over the legal limit to suppress a negative story mere days before Election Day. The Campaign Legal Center's Trevor Potter, himself a former FEC chair, said in a statement, "In claiming to fire a commissioner of the Federal Election Commission, the president violates the law, the separation of powers, and generations of Supreme Court precedent. As the only agency that regulates the president, Congress intentionally did not grant the president the power to fire FEC commissioners." In a post on X, Weintraub vowed to continue her work on the commission. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Psst, I see dead people.
Hey, Mustard on the beat, Debo any rap. He a free throw, man down, call a Amber Lambs. Tell him breathe, bro, Nella new to the cross. He walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni air? Trying to see Compton, the industry can hate me. Marlon,
who
mama,
was?
How many options really got? I mean, it's too many options.
The I'm biggest the loser yesterday, Seal, Drake, or the Kansas City Chiefs? I want to know. I'm your host, Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can participate in today's show poll by going to civicmedia.us/shows/Maggie Dawn Show or by texting your answer. Who had the worst day? Who is yesterday's biggest loser? Drake, Seal, or the Chiefs? If you text it in, just text one of those words, Drake, Seal, or the Chiefs. Drake, of course, because Kendrick Lamar has... I mean, game over, as the lights set at the end of his performance yesterday, and his longstanding beef with Drake sweeping the Grammys, a historic set of wins for Kendrick Lamar for his song Not Like Us, ending his show yesterday, Kendrick Lamar's show yesterday, with, of course, Not Like Us. It was pretty epic. I'm going to get to some of the symbolism in that show because it's, I think it was really quite a political statement, especially the artistic sensibility of it as juxtaposed with Beyonce's Beyonce Bowl, like both political messaging, completely different artistic look. These are two of our primary pop cultural artists, pinnacle at their game. I mean, Kendrick Lamar, if you know, you know, but if not, I'm here to tell you, the man won a Pulitzer Prize in music. Like, that's what a poet Kendrick Lamar is. So if it's hard for you to understand some of the words because you're not familiar with rap or hip hop, I suggest like checking it out. There are tons of explainers of Kendrick Lamar's lyrics, but they are worth the wait. Jake from Madison weighing in on our poll. Steve from Milwaukee. Let's see. Amy from Madison. Terry from Cross Plains. Don't worry. We will be catching all of your votes. No matter how you vote, we will total them up and share today's show poll. Who had the worst day yesterday? Who was the biggest loser? America's biggest loser? Seal, Drake, or the Kansas City Chiefs? I got to tell you, I was completely blown away, everybody, by how badly it went for the Chiefs in the first half. I think they should consider themselves lucky that they put up 20 plus points, because the way that the offensive and defensive lines of the Philadelphia Eagles were just owning Kansas City yesterday was pretty epic. And I have to say this, as someone who effectively played as a lineman in rugby, my position, if you know rugby, I was a second row. or a lock, depending on who you're talking to and what continent you play rugby on. I was in the four slot, sometimes the five slot, all of those terms for my position. We are the workhorses of the rugby offense and defense. We are often compared to linemen along with the props. And it was amazing to see a big person focused Super Bowl game. I heard at the beginning of the game, I wondered if you caught this stat, Aaron. Some of the commentators, they were talking about how in the first Super Bowl, the Packers offensive line averaged 6'3 and like 225 pounds. The Eagles offensive line yesterday averaged 6'6 and like nearly 350 pounds. Like that's on average 6'6 and 350. Yikes. That is a lot of man meat on the line.
I sure would not want to be trying to run through that. I know I would not make it very far.
Absolutely not. So we're talking some Super Bowl as our first quick few things today. Maybe not so quick because there's so much to talk about from the Super Bowl. You can join the conversation with Aaron running the board tonight. Today, Jamie's helping me out. She's my senior producer. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Often the commercial's making as much news as the game itself. So we're talking about both, and I'm going to get to Kendrick Lamar's epic performance and a lot of the symbolism. He was definitely speaking to the current political moment in America. Certainly quite another juxtaposition to see Donald Trump in the stands and Kendrick Lamar taking the most valuable piece of entertainment real estate in the world yesterday at halftime. So we'll get there. Wanted to talk about a couple of my other, like, ew commercials. There was a commercial for a creamer that used
that one was
a
weird.
Disembodied tongue. Oh, so you clocked that as well, Aaron, huh?
Yeah, that one, basically they're sitting there drinking coffee. They add some foamy creamer to it. That's like whipped cream almost. And then it's some kind of weird LSD-fueled tongue trip.
Yes, it was like, it was a very, like, Aaron Rodgers ayahuasca retreat-esque disembodied tongue thing. Not even going to bother with the sound because it cannot convey the utter weirdness of it all. That was one of my least favorite cringeworthy commercials yesterday during the Super Bowl. Dick from Madison joining us. Dick, what are your standout moments from the Super Bowl yesterday, sir?
Well, I'd say the worst moment was the on the field, the Chiefs. After all, they did not cross midfield until they were down 34-0.
Correct.
Now that's bad. Did you remember that Brewer question, the 13th in a row, what holiday it fell on?
I did. Of course, we had to first correct that it was 1987. Yes, and it was Easter. I figured as soon as I got off the air, Dick, I checked it out, figured out the answer to that. And Dick, of course, I had a bunch of my friends giving me an absolutely hard time for not knowing that. I appreciate your participation, Dick. Always good to hear from you. What Dick's referring to is our new Friday segment at 3 o'clock every Friday. We do a little thing called Ask Maggie. It's another way for you to participate in this fine program. You can email any question that you've got. All questions welcome, about politics or not, sports, pop culture, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. And I'll tell you what I think in 30 or 60 seconds or less, determined by my producer that day. And of course, my senior producer, Jamie. If you want to get going on that new segment, participate with us. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Just say it's an Ask Maggie question. You can text those in, or easier, just email askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. We're going to come back after these brief messages. We're going to share some more together about our favorite moments from the Super Bowl. And I'm going to break down Kendrick Lamar's amazing halftime performance, all coming up next after your farm update on this, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nine God, freaky God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your life.
Let me hear you say O-V-Ho.
O-V.
Say O-V-Ho.
O-V.
Step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way.
The This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Now, you may not have enjoyed the weather that we experienced over the weekend, but think of it as a big reset button. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. That's the way that Eric Snodgrass explained it. He's a senior atmospheric scientist at Conduit Ag. He was also our keynote speaker during the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. And Snodgrass says when you look at the crazy weather patterns people have been experiencing nationwide, what we're feeling, kind of a reset.
And it's being corrected halfway right now for the next 10 to 15 days. That's why we've got chances of more snow and ice across the state. We've got chances for moisture. It finally came back that things are looking a little better. But it's got to last all the way through April. Otherwise, we look at a 15 to 20-inch snow deficit as of February 6th, right? We've got to correct that. We've got to correct, with spring rains, the soil moisture issues. And until that happens, I'll just be worried. And I think the problem was with, how do we get a snowstorm down to the Gulf Coast? Well, you have to have Arctic air over us. How do you get a fire to blow up in California in the middle of winter? The wind's got to come from the wrong direction. Those are two things that are working against us having a good winter pattern in this area.
Everything's related. Eric Snodgrass, he's a senior atmospheric scientist at Conduit Ag, also keynote speaker during Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. He said, if we can reset our weather patterns by the time we get to the end of April, he believes we actually might have a normal spring.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and SDS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for a heads up seed treatment.
And a quick reminder, if you're a livestock owner or a backyard poultry producer, you need to renew your premise identification. This is required by Wisconsin state law for farms and hobby farms, backyard poultry flocks, veterinary clinics with large animals, stables, livestock exhibitions, dealers, and haulers. Find out more about your premise identification at wiid.org or our website. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning. Clouds will gradually increase as we make our way into the afternoon today. Our high right around 21. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, 3 above for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 15 by Wednesday morning. 1 below with some snow on Wednesday at a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor.
Well, I think everybody's been there because he was sitting there for the longest time. So I just gave him a little beep and it was green.
Yeah.
I could see he was vaping. It was meant to be his vaping thing. And then all of a sudden he rolls his window and gives me the bird. So I'm trying to get his attention. So I can see that I'm giving him the finger too, but I couldn't get my window down.
And you wanted to make sure he could see it.
I was waving to him like, hey. Yeah, exactly.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers is on a vacation, so it'll be Tuesday Tangents with you and Aaron Zommers. And headlines of the day, be with us then. And what's worse, we'll see you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we talk about pop culture things, because often the pop culture reflects the political moment. We don't just constrain ourselves to political talk. And I've got a question for all of you this afternoon, starting off our Monday. Who's the biggest loser yesterday? Kansas City Chiefs Drake or Seal for what was one of the most epic downfalls of a pop star ever? Seal appearing in one of yesterday's weirdest Super Bowl commercials, his head actually superimposed on a seal, all in service of Mountain Dew. Drake, of course, getting his butt kicked by Kendrick Lamar in one of, I'll call, the most epic Super Bowl halftime shows ever. Some specific call-outs to Drake yesterday, also courtesy of Kendrick Lamar. Maybe even a little Serena Williams appearance. If you were wondering what all that was about, I will let you know in just a moment. And of course, the Kansas City Chiefs just getting bullied by the enormous offensive and defensive lines and some pretty spectacular downfield defense and a consistent, incredibly surgical offense put together by the Eagles yesterday and their big Super Bowl victory. We're talking about all of it. If you want to join today's show poll, who was the biggest loser yesterday, Seal, Drake, or the Kansas City Chiefs, just text Drake, Seal, or Chiefs to 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or use the app to text one of those words in, or go to civicmedia.us/shows/Maggie Dawn Show and cast your vote via the interwebs. I got Aaron Zommers with me on the board. Jamie helping me out as my senior producer today, keeping track of all your votes and so much more. Let's get back to the commercials. If you want to share with me and Aaron any of your favorite or least favorite commercials from yesterday, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. I wanted to share with everybody what I thought was just an amazing commercial from Nike yesterday. It's interesting. There were a lot of commercials, I think, you know, as you put it, Aaron, last segment, that tried to appeal to our better angels, show us some points of connection. I thought some were really successful, others not so much. The one I thought was most successful yesterday was this Nike commercial about women in sport. Let's take a listen.
You can't be demanding. You can't be relentless. You can't put yourself first. So, put yourself first. You can't be confident. So be confident. You can't challenge. So challenge. You can't dominate. So dominate. You can't flex. So flex. You can't fill a stadium. So fill that stadium. You can't be emotional, so be emotional. You can't take credit. You can't speak up. You can't be so ambitious. You can't break records. You can't have any fun. You can't make demands. You can't be proud. You can't keep score. You can't stand out. Whatever you do, you can't win. So win.
First of all, epic use of Whole Lotta Love, right? Like, everybody was jamming out to this. I do not know, what is your possible objection to celebrating women in sport? And frankly, how within the last 3 to 5 years, last Olympic cycle, last women's college basketball cycle, last WNBA cycle, last track and field world championship cycle, like, women athletes commanding, I think rightfully so, some gosh darn respect for their prowess on the field as engines for marketing and revenue. Suffice it to say, that message landed pretty deep for me. And I will just say this, pop culture always is in many ways a reflection of politics, both capital P and partisan politics. This is a statement as a woman who's been told to be less demanding, less relentless, less confident, to challenge less, to try not to dominate my given professions. All of that landed for me, right? Be quiet. Don't speak up. I've heard enough from you. You're too much of a perfectionist. You demand too much. You push too hard. Well, I'm here to say, as an athlete and as a woman lawyer, as a woman economist, a mathematical economist, I was the only damn woman in so many rooms coming up through the ranks on Wall Street in differential calculus for microeconomics classrooms. And we need to applaud this in women for our daughters, for your sisters, for your mothers. This is a good thing, and shame on you if you cannot get behind it. Because women do better does not necessitate that men also aren't succeeding and doing better. There is enough love, a whole lot of love, to go around. So I was really disappointed to see some of the backlash against that commercial from Nike. Here's one of the political messages I thought felt super flat. And this was Snoop Dogg and Tom Brady talking about hate. It was just weird, I guess. Let's take a quick listen.
I hate you because we're from different neighborhoods.
I hate you because you look different.
I hate you because I don't understand you.
I hate you because people I know hate you.
I hate you because I think you hate me.
Because I need someone to blame.
Because you talk different.
Because you act different.
Because you're just different. Man, I hate that things are so bad that we have to do a commercial about it.
Me too.
Notably, in the moment where it was just music between them on the screen, it said something along the lines of, the reasons for hate are as stupid as they sound.
It just, it's so elementary. It doesn't speak to how does hate show up in more sophisticated, manipulative ways? How does false division get used to market whole political movements, right? It just, to me, it didn't land. I applaud the idea, but when you scrub end racism off of all of the NFL branding for the Super Bowl, like, don't trot out Snoop and Tom Brady to preach to me about hate. It's not a message that everybody is behind. In fact, oh wait, there was a president that basically ran on hate sitting in the Super Bowl space in New Orleans. Like, it just didn't work. Last two commercials, we won't take sound from them, but if you paid attention to the commercials yesterday, I thought the Angel Soft, like, potty tunity commercial was hilarious and adorable. So cute. I also thought the breast cancer screening commercial was incredibly effective, grabbed your attention with, you know, boobs, but was making a very PSA, very public service message in a way that I think gives it a bit of stick. People will remember that. And so those I thought were highly successful. I wanted to talk with each and every one of you today a bit about Kendrick Lamar's epic performance, because there was so much political symbolism in there. Remember, you can participate in today's show poll about who is yesterday's biggest loser, the Chiefs, Drake, or Seal. There were lots of elements of Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance that addressed his longstanding beef with Drake, which has been won. One of the elements that you may have missed, this was one of the more subtle symbols. Were you watching the formations on the field and going, why does it look like a gaming console controller, like with the X, the circle, the square, and the triangle? If you were wondering about that, it is a symbol. And remember, a lot of that ending imagery with those four shapes, then right at the end of his performance popped up, game over. This is a epic visual Drake call out, not only game over, references to the game by the narration by Uncle Sam, more on that in a minute, but this is an epic Drake call out because, oopsies, Drake has basically signed a distribution deal with Sony Music, and some of his tunes are showing up on PlayStation, which, you know, Kendrick is obviously making fun of that. But let's talk about the use of Samuel Jackson to re-embody and reimagine Uncle Sam, one of the most iconic sort of American visuals. So this is sort of, what's a good way to put this? This was Kendrick Lamar claiming a very classic Uncle Sam always being white sort of white-friendly symbol that is incredibly iconic, and using it in a very, very different way, of course. So he talks about when Samuel L. Jackson, he basically, as Uncle Sam, narrated the entire performance. He comes out right at the top and says, "It's your uncle, Sam." Get it? It's Samuel L. Jackson. "And this is the great American game." Well, what game is he referring to? And that operates throughout the performance on a whole bunch of levels. Of course, he's talking about the Super Bowl, the apex of one of the most beloved sports in America. So it works on that level. On another level, he's talking about the rap and hip hop game and this sort of beef that's been going on between Kendrick Lamar and Drake. That game, of course, the show ending with Game Over, the use of these game console images, that's pulled very intentionally through the whole performance. But the last more metaphoric, higher level that the game is happening on is, of course, the political game, the epic game of the haves and have-nots, of, if you wish to embrace Donald Trump's messaging to all of us, black and brown versus white folks, right? That game. So there was a whole lot of levels happening in this performance. And I think the way that Samuel L. Jackson showed up throughout the performance helped to emphasize that, because when he came back out for his second narration point in Kendrick Lamar's performance, Samuel L. Jackson made the which game Kendrick Lamar speaks to very clear. As Samuel L. Jackson, being Uncle Sam, said and chastised Kendrick Lamar, he said he anticipated the very criticism that flooded Twitter and a bunch of social media platforms during and after the performance from, big surprise here, a bunch of very privileged, very, very fragile white people. And Samuel L. Jackson said to Kendrick Lamar, "You're too loud, you're too reckless, you're too ghetto." That was an embodiment of this bigger political context that's being talked about. Now, one of the things that I thought was just incredible from a visual perspective was the use of American flag imagery throughout the whole show. And very early on, it was very clear that that was going to be one of the predominant images. All of the dancers throughout the entire performance were basically either clad in white, red, or blue. And at one point, the dancers made a flag on the stage that was separated, with Kendrick Lamar in the middle of it, which can, again, operate on so many different levels. And I'll get to Kendrick Lamar's birthplace of Compton, California, and the symbolism of red and blue there, and the tie into Serena Williams in just a second after we take care of some business. But of course, you can see this idea that America is now a house divided in that separation of our flag, with Kendrick Lamar at the middle of it, saying in many ways, artists and creators are part of what's pointing out these divisions in our culture. And certainly, whether you look back to Kendrick Lamar's Pulitzer Prize winning album, which he was it was released in 2017 that he won for in 2017. That album's called Damn. And his cultural commentary, whether you look to Beyonce, whether you look to country music, genre after genre, artists are often the ones commenting on this current state of division in our country. But again, it was operating on a couple of levels. I'm going to continue to talk about those, break down the symbolism in Kendrick Lamar's epic Super Bowl performance when we come back. My name is Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked right here on The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation,
You might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Everybody, welcome. If you're just joining us, my name's Maggie Dawn. We're doing a few quick things about the Super Bowl. Maybe not so quick this afternoon. A lot to dissect there. There is a very meta political context to not just the game yesterday, Donald Trump being at the game yesterday, Roger Goodell's decision to scrub, and racism. The fact that there was this weird commercial with two of the richest guys in all of entertainment and sport. Snoop and Tom Brady sort of preaching at us about hate, and then all of the frankly pretty racist, hateful backlash to Kendrick Lamar's appearance yesterday during the Super Bowl halftime show. Epic, symbolic, political, overt, in your face. All of the things that anybody who's listened to Kendrick Lamar for like 5 seconds would know. Aaron, you made a great point while we were in break. Share with everybody, if you would, please.
Yeah, I think a lot of the people who didn't appreciate the show or are upset about it even were expecting the halftime show to be a good, just turn your brain off and enjoy a good show. But that's just not who Kendrick Lamar is, and that's not really what he does.
No, and of course, they knew this when he was booked. And it is really, I think, a testament to some of the gulf between black and white folks in America. Kendrick Lamar is almost a once in a generation, once in a decade rapper and MC, and what he does is poetic. I think it will, in the long term, get analyzed right up there with the lyrics of Bob Dylan. If you are screaming at your radios right now, as in sacrilege, go read in written form some of what Kendrick Lamar has written. He is speaking to black resistance, black joy, black resilience. And it is incredible. He has an incredibly important voice. Here's one of the things that I just thought was so meaningful yesterday, especially when compared with the Beyoncé Bowl. this was, from a visual production standpoint, stripped down, right? Where Beyonce had all of these things happening. The focus for that 13-minute performance was on Kendrick Lamar and the dancers. There was no watering down the street style, the urban-informed dance styles. A lot of that was West Coast hip-hop dance style, very specifically. The attire, very West Coast hip-hop stylings. Serena Williams, who, by the way, dated Drake, okay? She showed up during Not Like Us, and it's the little dance that she was doing, she was criticized for. It's called a Crip Walk. It is a reference back to the 1970s first generation Crip gang member, a guy by the name of Robert Sugar Bear Jackson. It has now transcended the use in a negative context, in a negative context about gang warfare and identification with Crips. Okay. It is transcended. It is now a symbol of especially West Coast Compton born artists and Serena Williams, just like us, just like Kendrick Lamar, born and raised in Compton, California. That was a symbol. Ownership of Black culture was being reestablished by Kendrick Lamar in yesterday's performance. Fearlessly and unapologetically, it was incredible to see that occurring in such a preeminent entertainment space, I guess is a way to put it. But here was one of the most salient smackdowns of Drake yesterday in teasing the song Not Like Us, in which Kendrick Lamar is generally thought to have absolutely ended the beef by crushing Drake by calling out basically all of Drake's personal failings, all of them, including his well-known penchant for very, very young girls, allegedly some below the age of consent. If you don't know this, Drake has sued Kendrick Lamar and his label for even releasing the song. Now, if you don't know about like beefs in music, it takes two to tango. If you want to have a beef and you're going to slap down basically like beef tracks that you go back and forth making fun of each other about different things, you don't get to then complain about the beef track, which is what Drake has done, which everybody that knows about this is basically like, man, if we didn't think you were a loser already, we definitely think you're a loser now. Kendrick Lamar's fans did not know if he was going to play his biggest breakout hit, Not Like Us, which he just won an historic 5 Grammy Awards for. This was his biggest beef track. This is the track that Drake is suing him over. And so he teased whether or not he was going to play it throughout his performance, and he saved the best for last. And one of the things that I thought was just absolutely cold that Kendrick Lamar did was he called out the Drake lawsuit before he played the song, saying, I want to perform their favorite song, but you know they love to sue. This is vintage Kendrick Lamar, right on point, fearlessly, unapologetically. I thought it was just an absolute clinic on how to deliver both entertainment and political message and squash some personal beef by Kendrick Lamar yesterday. Aaron, your last thoughts on the Super Bowl halftime show.
I think all of us should go back and watch it again and pay close attention to the choreography. Like you mentioned, the split American flag, all those same dancers later collapse on the ground into swastikas.
Yes.
And also a lot of their walking around goose stepping. Like it was very specifically calling out what a lot of people see as fascism here.
Yes. Folks, I got Aaron with me on the board. I got each of you with me on the airwaves. My name is Maggie Dawn. When we come back, we're going to talk about Donald Trump's dismantling of Head Start right here in Wisconsin and what that means for you and your family. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Earl Ingram.
How will the most recent attacks on federal programs affect everyday Americans here in Wisconsin? We'll discuss with Sandy Williams coming up on the next show.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Mino and the Mayor.
You know, you're sore when you start working out after you haven't worked. Okay, so yep. No big deal.
Did you stretch before you worked out?
Yeah, big time.
You did not.
Yeah, see, that's
Okay. You stretch before and after. And really, your stretch before and after should equal the time you work out.
Okay, hey, Dad.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. And the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Legal cases against the Trump administration stacking up on efforts to dismantle government agencies and cut federal staffing. In Boston today, a U.S. district judge has temporarily blocked enforcement of a federal buyout offer by President Trump's Government of Efficiency Office in an order he says that will remain in effect until the judge issues a ruling. ABC's Mary Alice Park says only Congress can appropriate funds for any buyout offer, and funding is set to run out.
The federal government right now is only funded through March. We are careening towards a government shutdown if Congress doesn't pass another government funding package. And so that could be a big part of this case, too. The judge might say, look, you can't make these offers to federal employees in good faith because we could be facing a government shutdown already.
President Trump ordering the Mint to stop production of the 1 cent coin. To stop, he says, it costs more to make the penny. A new round of storms on the move from the south to the northeast and bringing a wintry mix and heavy rain. This is ABC News.